USA Radio News.
The Omicron variant is less transmissible and less potent than other COVID-19 variants.
As mainstream media first reported the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
It's a weak variant. Its transmissibility is comparable to the Alpha and Beta variants. It's about a third of what Delta is.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In related news, Pfizer and BioNTech announced on Wednesday that its three doses of the Pfizer vaccine appear to offer a more robust protection than two doses. The companies are also working on an Omicron-specific dose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The state of Michigan continues to struggle with rising COVID-19 cases, setting a record this week for COVID-19 hospitalizations. It also leads the nation in per capita case rates. According to Johns Hopkins University data, Michigan recently reported its highest seven-day average of new daily cases at 10,014 on December 3rd. The average dipped on Monday to close to 8,600 a day, still more than double where it was at the end of October. With less than 3 years to the next presidential election, 22% of Americans say they'd like to see Joe Biden run as the Democratic nominee, according to a December poll from INITIPP. Vice President Kamala Harris is the second most popular candidate, favored by 12% of respondents. Just 8% of Republicans and independents say they want Biden to run again. And 17 years after being sentenced to die, Scott Peterson has been resentenced to life without parole. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Russia fears Ukraine will join NATO.
Russia has legitimate fears over the risk of American military hardware being stationed close to its borders, the country's president, Vladimir Putin, has said, insisting he still hopes talks with Washington can ease tensions. Putin said negotiations held the day before with President Joe Biden could still help to de-escalate tensions that have flared between Moscow and Washington in recent weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was with Biden on the call to Putin.
He told President Putin directly that if Russia further invades Ukraine, the United States and our European allies would respond with strong economic measures.
Putin is concerned about the potential membership of Ukraine in NATO because that would result in military bases and troops being placed in the territory of Ukraine. Officials in Kiev and Washington have issued a series of warnings in recent weeks claiming that Russia could launch an all-out offensive against its neighbor. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Pfizer and BioNTech announced on Wednesday that its three doses of the Pfizer vaccine appear to offer, quote, a more robust protection, unquote, than two doses. In addition, officials say scientists are working on an Omicron variant specific dose. A boat with Let's Go Brandon decor won a lighted boat parade contest Saturday in Yorktown, Virginia, only to be disqualified hours later. The 50-foot boat featured American flags, a Christmas tree, and a Let's Go Brandon sign. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.